Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Yep, still waiting for power. Hundreds of thousands of folks across the region are. Con Ed President Tim Cawley says they're working hard.
In New York City, we expect to complete restorations on Sunday night, and in Westchester County on Monday. And in both cases, there might be some scattered small outages that extend into the next day as we work through and make repairs.
Con Ed says it's bringing in 600 more contractors to work today. The city is pitching in.
While Con Ed tries to restore the power, the Office of Emergency Management is working on removing all the downed trees. Deanne Criswell, Commissioner of OEM.
Queens has the majority of trees as well as the majority of overhead lines, and a lot of the power outages as a result of that interaction with the trees and the overhead lines going down.
So she says her priority is removing trees from places like Flushing, Bayside, Astoria, and Woodside. Juan Alvarez lives in Queens Village and still has no power, and his family already lost all the food in two of the refrigerators they own.
We've been eating takeout this whole week because we also have an electric stove, so we haven't even been able to cook.
He said Con Ed keeps coming to the neighborhood, but he's yet to see anyone climb a pole to fix anything. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Queens.
Now, Con Ed is expanding its claim policy for spoiled food and medicine. They're now allowing residents to apply for the commercial level of reimbursement. Residents can get $540, but businesses can get up to $10,000. You'll need to back up the claims with receipts and more. Connecticut is still dealing with massive outages, too, Governor Ned Lamont says.
One thing I've got to ask you, I know the incredible frustration you're all feeling. Don't take it out on the linemen. We have thousands of people from all over the state and all over the region. I know, better late than never, but don't take it out on linemen. If you want to blame somebody, blame the generals. Don't blame the troops.
In Springfield Gardens, Mumshar Hamid has power for his liquor and grocery store, but no phone service to process credit cards. And he's got a dangerous problem. A downed tree branch is just hanging from nearby wires.
We called Con Ed to come take care of the problem. They came. They said that the tree is being held up by a light pole, which is city property. So they're not able to do anything. So we called the city. The city said that, okay, yes, it's on our pole, but it's also entangled in high voltage wires. We're not able to do anything. Instead of somebody giving us some information as to what we can do, everyone's just saying no and pointing fingers.
City tells 1010 Winds they sent out a forestry inspection team and contacted Con Ed. No comment from the utility or Verizon, but as of last night, the branch was still there. Well, they are finally getting their happy ending today. It is Ashley and Israel's wedding day, and we will all get to enjoy it.
You will understand if Ashley Isaacs tears up before she starts her walk down the aisle. After all, it's been a months-long separation from fiancé Israel Retches.
Cannot wait to see him for the wedding. It's emotional.
She was a frontline nurse. He started cancer treatment in March.
It was kind of like, when are we going to see each other?
But they will at 5 this evening, a small service in an East Brunswick backyard. Without her best friend, though, Ashley's grandmother is stuck in Florida.
It's hard. I mean, and that's just breaking my heart.
But all of you are invited.
It's exciting. You know, you lose the excitement of having all the hundreds of people there, but I gain the excitement of having everybody being able to listen.
Ashley and Israel saying, I do, today on 1010 Winds. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
President Trump was in the Hamptons yesterday. He's expected to bring in some $15 million in a series of fundraisers. Republican City Councilman Joe Borelli put out a tweet grousing about private planes landing at LaGuardia to visit the Hamptons and questioning whether they had to obey Governor Cuomo's quarantine order. It's unclear if he realized they were coming to see the president. In three separate shootings in Brooklyn yesterday, just before 1 a.m., a 28-year-old man was grazed on Morris Avenue. A few hours later, a 36-year-old man was shot on Buffalo Avenue in Weeksville. And at 5:15, Only 5:15 came the third shooting of the day at Linden Boulevard and Nostrand Avenue in East Flatbush. All three victims expected to survive. Police still looking for suspects in all of these incidents. And later in the day in Brooklyn...
Sisters, united against violence!
That was a sound from a women's march yesterday. The marchers say women's voices need to be heard, too. Their call to get guns off the street and end the spike in shootings. They marched from downtown Brooklyn to a Bed-Stuy Black Lives Matter mural. And New York Attorney General Letitia James joined the march, carrying an Enough is Enough sign.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.